From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Colonel Muammar Gaddafi is denying there are protests in Tripoli and denying he's used any force against his people. Those were among a number of statements he made today to the BBC, CNN, and the Sunday Times of London, statements which fly in the face of evidence. Here's another.
They love me, all my people with me. They love me all.
But if they do love me,
they will die to protect me and my people.
We're going to talk more now about political prospects in Libya and throughout the region.
First, the question of oil. Libya is a major exporter, and rebels in the east of Libya now say they control most of the oil facilities. As NPR's Jason Bobian found, they are vowing to keep the oil flowing.
The port at the oil depot here in Tobruk reopened over the weekend for the first time since the February 17th uprising. Today, one oil tanker was loading 1 million barrels of crude bound for China, and another was waiting in the harbor. The second vessel is scheduled to ferry 600,000 barrels of oil to Italy. Rajab Sanoun, the superintendent of the facility, says the tankers are a sign that everything is getting back to normal, and he says the plant will continue to operate at or near its regular capacity.
We can continue, no problem. We have experience. And we'll supply the oil for everywhere, no problem.
Sanoun says there have been some delays because tankers weren't docking last week, but crude continues to arrive through a pipeline at what he calls a normal flow. Tobruk is the spigot to the world for Libya's largest oil field, Sarir, which sits about 300 miles south of here in the desert. Sarir has the capacity to pump 230,000 barrels of oil a day. Normally, Libya's daily output is roughly 1.5 million barrels. It's unclear how much of that production has been disrupted by the unrest. Most foreign oil companies, including BP, ExxonMobil, and Total, have evacuated all their foreign employees. But Sanoun says this doesn't affect his facility.
No. We don't deal with the BP and another company. This is Ajiku. This is a national company. And all the manpower is Libyan. All the engineer and the operator is Libyan.
And while this is a national oil facility, it's now controlled by the rebels. The red, black, and green flag that's become the symbol of the revolution flies from the guard post. Sanoun says he now reports to the opposition leaders in Benghazi. The facility has huge storage tanks for crude, two docks to load seagoing tankers, a refinery, an electrical power plant, and a natural gas processing unit. Except for the tanker delays, Sanoun says all of this has continued to function even during the uprising of February 17th. Libyan Army Colonel Ibrahim Omar al-Manifi used to be in charge of security for the oil facilities in the east of the country for Muammar Gaddafi. But he defected after the uprising, and now Colonel al-Manifi does exactly the same job for the rebels. He points to a map that shows the major petroleum fields, refineries, and pipelines in Libya, and he says all of these are now controlled by the opposition. The colonel says he and his men joined the rebels to free Libya from a dictator. He says another army unit in the west that switched sides now controls most of the oil facilities in the other half of the country. However, another rebel commander told reporters pro-Gaddafi forces yesterday recaptured a key oil terminal at Ras Lanuf, west of the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. The commander said Gaddafi sent reinforcements to the terminal today. It is also the site of a large refinery. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tobruk, Libya.